720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the world's biggest stars of baking, New York Times best-selling author and Food Network superstar from hit shows, of course, Ace of Cakes, Kids Baking Championship, Holiday Baking Championship, Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time on Discovery Plus. It's great to welcome our friend and the one and only Duff Goldman. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to WGN.
Happy Thanksgiving. How you doing, buddy?
Woohoo! Gobble, gobble. No, so I know that, you know, you're baking amazing cakes and making great television, you know, all year long. But is there, I was thinking about it, is this like the, like, baking season? Is there a season for baking where maybe everybody's in on it? Maybe the pressure's even higher?
I mean, baking, like, for me, every day is baking season. But for most people, I feel like the holidays, like, this is baking season, right? This is when, like, get the pie pans out, get the springform pans out, we get the sheet trays out, and we do a lot of baking.
And like Thanksgiving, is this kind of the kickoff for it? It's kind of like the prime time when not only are you making it for yourself, but you're really kind of on display with the family.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, like, I don't know, for me, like, we usually start around Halloween, so like, we kind of start getting warmed up, so that way, like, we go into Thanksgiving, like, ready to go. But yeah, like, I do a lot of baking. I probably made like at least 600 cookies.
Okay.
Like, I'm not kidding.
No, yeah, that's just like to keep it sharp, right? You got to keep your skills sharp. You got to stay honed. So not everybody can bake a running NASCAR or life-size baby elephant or R2-D2. But you mentioned it. Everybody can try to make great cookies. Talk a little bit about cookies, some of your favorite cookies, maybe some holiday suggestions. And of course, you know, we want to know where you come down on the age-old oatmeal chocolate chip cookie debate.
The thing about the chocolate chip cookie oatmeal raisin thing is I love both of those cookies. They're both really good when they're done right. And so I wanted to create something that everybody was going to love. So I actually teamed up with Sun Made Raisins and we made a truce cookie. It's literally one half chocolate chip, one half oatmeal raisin. And it's not like the easiest recipe to put together because you have to make sure that the baking time for each one is exactly the same and you're getting like a good, soft, chewy cookie all the way through and you're not getting one cookie that's like supposed to be hard and crunchy and it's not. So it's a really, really good cookie. And this way, if I like chocolate chip cookies, I can be like, cool, I have a chocolate chip cookie. But when I'm done eating it, I still have half of an oatmeal cookie in my hand. It's like, I'm not going to put it down or get rid of it.
Right.
So I'm going to eat it. And then you eat it. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize oatmeal raisin cookies are pretty dang good.
I'm sure you needed some sort of permission, some sort of detente, extending the olive branch between these cookie factions. Was there like a long process of getting the two sides, you know, the two lobbies maybe to the table and say, hey, we're going to bring it together?
It was contentious for a while, but you know what? I feel like we're now in a season of healing, and I think it's good that like we're all seeing the world from other people's point of view. You know,
it's awesome. All right, so as like Josephine's getting bigger, you guys are introducing. We see that on social media, different foods and flavors. At what point do you think she, or maybe she's already kind of curious about how it all works or how things are made? I'm sure she sees you guys, you know, working in the kitchen.
3 days ago, I was testing my cornbread recipe for today, and I put Josephine in her high chair, and she sat there and watched me make cornbread. And like, she didn't have like, you know, a meal in front of her. She didn't have a book. She didn't have anything. She literally hung out and watched me bake, and she was really excited about cornmeal. So I took a little deli container and I put like, I don't know, a quarter cup of cornmeal in there and just kind of let her play with it and like run her fingers through it. And you know, there's still cornmeal all over my floor, but she had a great time. You know, like she really, I have a feeling that she's going to be really into it. She loves knowing what we're doing. And if I'm doing something on the stove, she wants me to pick her up and hold her and kind of make Jonna nervous when I'm holding the baby over the stove and I'm cooking something, but I'm a professional.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. You're a professional. I mean, and even more so, right? Not only your own, you know, and that's a big responsibility. Your own kids, our own kids, right? It's a big responsibility, but you're teaching that next generation of America, right, on the baking side of things through the television show. So for Kids Baking Championship, I think all of us, probably you too, surprised just how creative and talented the kids are, you know, your best-selling book, Super Fun Baking for Kids. Did you put things in there you knew kids would like, or did you have to sort of scale back the difficulty level, or based on kind of what we all experience in the shows, or you just like throw it out there, hey, they'll make it happen?
You know, it's funny. I've heard a couple of people say, you know, some of these recipes are a little advanced for kids. And I was like, not the kids that I bake with. You know what I mean? Like, so those kids are amazing. But there's some, like, most of the recipes in the book are pretty approachable. There's a couple, like, mooncakes, Chinese mooncakes, that are definitely more involved. But a lot of kids love doing really, really crazy recipes like that. So, you know, I didn't want to shy away from difficult things because, you know, it's good. It's, you know, they're like Wile E. Coyote. Like, they run off the cliff. But if you don't tell them they ran off the cliff, they'll just keep going.
Okay. So when it comes to the holiday and on the entertainment side, so this is like, you know, old hat for you. But as you get past Thanksgiving, I know there's got to be a lot of pressure on you, even if maybe not. You're probably like, who cares, right? At home, to have amazing, memorable experiences. Do people come in? It's like, hey, we're going to Duff's house. We're going to go over there. They're going to have some great stuff. What advice would you give to your fans and the listeners, you know, that maybe things they can do that are approachable, right? They can add a little Duff magic to their holiday celebration. So when people come in, it's like, oh man, this is amazing. And of course, you know, they'll credit you.
You know, I think the biggest thing is just using good ingredients, honestly. You know, good butter, good eggs. You know, like sun-made raisins are awesome because they're literally grapes that have been dried by the sun. And that's it. No sugar, no nothing in there. So just using ingredients that are really good. Use good chocolate. Spend, you know, an extra dollar or two. Get good chocolate and you'll get a much better cookie.
So there's a ton going on for the holidays. You are working overtime for the fans, doing the people's work. So fill us in. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com where people can see you, Holiday Baking Championship, some of the specials that are going on. Of course, the other shows on Discovery Plus. Where can people get more Duff?
Let's see. If you go, Food Network, right now it's Holiday Baking Championship. And then there's some Kids Baking Championship specials coming. There is, let's see, I got a new book, Super Good Cookies for Kids. If you go to Duff.com, you can find all that stuff. And if you want the Truce Cookie recipe, you can go to sunmade.com. You can find the Truce Cookie and a lot of other really great recipes there.
Bringing people together, bringing cookies together, and the world together, I think, in that bigger picture as well. And as we let you go, Duff, outside of all the baking, all the sweet treats, and all that kind of stuff, leave with the listeners, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal that has nothing to do with baking?
The oyster stuffing.
Okay. All right. Oh, that sounds awesome. Well, Duff, we'll let you get back to it, to the family, to everybody there on Thanksgiving. Can't thank you enough for taking time out and helping to elevate the flavors on our show today here on WGN.
Awesome. Well, Dan, it's great to hear from you. Give my love to the family and happy Thanksgiving.
I will. Thanks, man.
Bye.